Hello, and thank you for tuning into the Becker's Healthcare podcast series. My name is Bobby Czar, and I'm the Senior Director of Healthcare at UPerform by Insali Solutions. Today, I'm joined by Derek Harley, who is here to discuss how scalable training methods have enabled mHealth Fairview to keep clinicians informed, trained, and supported through Epic upgrades and workflow changes. Derek is currently the Learning and Development System Manager for mHealth Fairview and mPhysicians in Minnesota, with over 18 years of experience in health IT training and support. He's currently responsible for the development and delivery of training for the health system's core clinical and business applications, including Epic. Derek, thank you for joining us, and welcome to the Becker's Healthcare Podcast.
Hi, Bobby. My pleasure to be here. Very excited for it. Looking forward to our conversation today.
Awesome. Well, we'll just jump right to it. One of the biggest challenges facing healthcare systems is developing mastery of the EHR, like Epic, across its workforce. Key barriers to that are good training and enabling Epic users. How have you successfully kept your clinicians and users informed, trained, and supported through the rapid process and workflow changes we've all witnessed throughout the pandemic, as well as your recent Epic double upgrade and consolidation projects?
Yeah, like you mentioned, all learning teams had to quickly adapt learning programs because of the COVID-19 pandemic. At that time, we were already on track to shift to a hybrid model of synchronous and asynchronous training. And we'd been on a trajectory to do that over the course of 18 months, and we had to do it in 7 days. And the way we did that was through e-learning and then a quick, rapid development of some virtual instructor-led training. However, that didn't meet all of our needs. That was our band-aid solution. And implementing UPerform was a big part of our ongoing success. So a few months after the pandemic kicked in, we were able to kick off our UPerform implementation. And then we were able to supplement our e-learning modules with modules that we were creating out of UPerform. And when we have monthly SUs and releases, we're able to create materials that let us produce tip sheets and videos and simulations in easy to do formats. But also the UPerform learning library gives us a central repository for all of our learning collateral. So in one learning library format, one quick click out of Epic, our end users are getting the learning materials that they need in a central platform right out of Epic. And so that central distribution point really makes those materials that more accessible. And we can even focus them on our end users' roles and the department that they're logged into in Epic. So we're giving them content that is relevant to their role and even context in Epic. Whereas before, we were doing this through scattered LMS modules or e-learning modules in our LMS and on our intranet website, where we were just posting a big library of tip sheets that when you went there, you just saw this really big list of tip sheets, whether they applied to you or didn't apply to you. So we're adapting to that hybrid model to the extent that it will be our ultimate learning strategy going forward of having that hybrid model of learning.
Wow, that's awesome. Yeah, when it comes to support, many listeners may not know that UPerform provides content creation, management, and delivery tools. You touched on some of the features that enabled you to successfully meet the needs of the double upgrade, which are never fun out there. But in terms of delivering content to each end user, since every end user is unique, tell me a little bit more about the strategy to get the right user, the right content at the right time.
Yeah, absolutely. So a couple of things that UPerform does for us that supports our e-learning module and delivering that content to the right user at the right time is that UPerform is not only content delivery, but it is rapid development software. So prior to having UPerform, we had no simulation creation software. We didn't have Captivator Storyline, and UPerform solved that for us. So we're able to create learning in one recording that produces tip sheets, e-learnings, simulations, and then distribute it via the learning library. And in the learning library, we're able to then write rules that say, hey, if your Epic end user template is ABC, you get to see this kind of content and this sort of folder structure. And we can even go further than that and add on there that if they log into a particular department, that even adds or takes away the scope of the documentation that they're seeing, so that when they launch the learning library, they're launching a dynamic library that is relevant and meaningful to them in their usage. And the other way that UPerform supports us in this as well is that there are integrations between Epic and UPerform where we can use a print group in Epic to embed links directly to content in UPerform. So right from our end users' workflows, they can launch that content in UPerform or do a keyword search. Recently, we had an e-consent project. We launched e-consents across the organization, and the adoption of the new workflow wasn't happening well. So our uptime analyst wanted to know if she could link directly to the UPerform library with all of the e-consent documentation. And the great thing about UPerform is that it absolutely lets us do that. So we put that e-consent learning material right into those e-consent navigators. So our nurses and our providers who have to get those procedure consents documented can launch a simulation or see a quick 1 minute e-learning video prior to actually completing the e-consent forms in the workflow.
Wow, that is awesome. One of the things that has held back training organizations, especially in an Epic environment, has just been the volume, the sheer volume of content. A double upgrade means, you know, double the amount of content you've got to deliver to a user. There's always things that you would like to do, you want to do, content you want to deliver, but you tend in upgrades, you tend to overwhelm users with just the sheer volume of content. And most of that content is unrelated or irrelevant to that user out there. So I can see where being able to pinpoint the right content to the right user kind of reduces that noise in the background, if that makes sense. Like I'm kind of hearing that's what you're saying. And in my mind, I'm picturing instead of having to go sift through document after document or course after course or content after content, I only look at what is relevant to what I need right there at the right time. With that delivery, I'm sure your mind is spinning, because I know mine is, with all kinds of future plans and the future capabilities for UPerform. What are some of the things that run through your mind and you've been thinking about doing with UPerform in the future?
Yeah, absolutely. So right now we're in a very large project where two large metro organizations, MHealth Fairview and Health East Healthcare, are coming together. We, as organizations, merged about 3 years ago, and we're about 4 months away from delivering on a single EHR consolidation project. So we're bringing our Health East end users onto the Fairview instance of Epic. And so we have a number of workflows that are changing for our Health East end users. We have changes that are being made to our Fairview end users, and UPerform is supporting us in a couple of different ways. So once again, using that rapid content creation software, we're able to create simulations and e-learning courses for our Health East end users who are coming on to the Fairview instance of Epic. Those e-learnings can load up to our learning management system, and then we can push that learning out to them via the LMS and track their performance in the LMS, as well as the central distribution point of the learning library is also letting us launch the content to our Fairview end users, who will have the changes from the double upgrade, but at the same time, we're implementing some of the really high value workflows from the Health East instance of Epic. And so we have some training that we have to deliver for them as well. And as a whole entire part of that implementation, there are e-learning modules, there are virtual instructor-led training courses, and then of course, there's going to be just-in-time training materials. And all of that we're able to create or supplement all of those learning methods using either the e-learning content that we develop out of UPerform or the distribution method out of the learning library to support this major project. And then going forward, we don't see ourselves going back into the classrooms. A couple of years ago, I wouldn't have thought that I could have ever delivered technical training in a virtual environment. And here we are doing it. And now we don't necessarily see ourselves going back into the classrooms. And the way we're going to make that process better is through more meaningful content that we develop using UPerform. I feel like we've just barely started touching on the ways that UPerform is going to be able to impact our digital training strategy, because we get to now go back and curate all that content that we got out of the box from Epic and make those initial e-learnings that our end users are doing more relevant to them. We also have the opportunity to support the monthly updates in a better way. Instead of just releasing, hey, this is coming, we can actually release a video that shows them a demo of the process or let them click through it using the simulations. And our end users get to choose that format. So all of that, plus more workflow integrations in Epic, are ways that we're thinking about expanding that use of UPerform as the future goes. Most recently, UPerform released an enhancement that enhances the use of the UPerform Learning Library via the mobile devices. And that is even more amazing because that puts content in the hands of users on mobile devices. If they're working at home, they can launch this content and check it out on their iPad or their cell phone. And I think that's where the future of learning is at right now, is getting that content in short bites in the hands of our end users at the time that they need it in a way that works for them.
That's fantastic. Yeah, you mentioned a few things that kind of piqued my interest in things that I'm hearing in the industry. Search, mobile-enabled video, being able to record or rapidly record and create content out there because we are changing so fast. You know, if you Google something 1 minute, it could change the next minute. We are in that, and I like to say we're in this Google, YouTube, social media world, and all of that has to be mobile enabled with it. Search becomes a large part of what we do. Are you seeing that in your organization as well?
Absolutely. I just bumped into an end user yesterday. So we're still learning with UPerform. We've been live on it just about 3 months now, and a little over that. And I had an end user hit me up yesterday and said, hey, I am searching for this program, this piece of learning material, and I can't find it. How do I figure this out? And in her looking for that content using that keyword search, we discovered that we were missing a couple of rules in our end users. So our end users are engaging with the search bar more than they are going through the library and trying to browse through the structure of how we've laid it out. They're going straight to that search bar and they're searching for the content that they need. And if you think about how you're doing this in your everyday life, that's exactly what I do. Man, I start putting something together. I decide that I'm going to remodel something or replace something in my house. And the second I get stuck, I go hit that YouTube search bar and find a video that shows me exactly what's relevant to me. And then I can do it. And that's how our end users are engaging with our learning content as well. So the fact that UPerform is engaging with us and trying to understand how our end users are using our content or finding our content and enhancing the learning library and the way that the users experience the learning library is a huge win for me as a learning leader, but also for my caregivers who really don't want to spend the time sifting through all of the learning material we produce for them in front of a patient. They want to do a quick search, one and done, find it, and hit that content.
Absolutely. So it sounds like UPerform has really helped you do a better job of enabling your end users. And I look forward to seeing all the creative uses you guys come up with UPerform, because, you know, the use is really limitless. And that's what's needed today, because we have to think outside the box. We learned the same thing with the pandemic, is that, you know, work from home suddenly hit everybody. Telemedicine, which was, you know, 3% of the encounter volume pre-pandemic, is now, you know, 40 to 50% of the encounter volume. So we have just had a paradigm shift in how we practice medicine in the industry, and being able to deliver not only the technical aspects, but as you're saying, the learning and the support before that has to come along with it. And all that just changed so fast. So congratulations on being able to adapt rapidly to meet the needs of the users in the organization. Given that vision and your success with UPerform, what advice would you give other organizations who are struggling with training challenges?
I would say, first, challenge your old assumptions. In late 2019, I was approached by the vice president of facilities to discuss the need for physical classrooms. And he was like, why are you delivering this in physical classrooms? And at that moment in time, I would have never considered the possibility that technical training could be done well outside of the physical classroom. And now, like I said earlier, I don't see us going back. We invested time in upskilling our learning development and training delivery teams to design and facilitate virtual content. We invested in software like UPerform to help us create relevant and meaningful content that's centrally located and easily accessible, but also makes that content creation so much easier so that we are creating material that supports those end users' learning experiences as they go into the classroom or go into the virtual classroom for their onboarding experiences. But then we're also creating that relevant content that supports them once they leave the virtual classroom, because the learning isn't just taking place in that physical classroom. It is not a one and done training scenario. Your learning in Epic is going to be careerful. You are going to not stop learning Epic just because you've been onboarded. And so we need to be able to create and distribute that material. And so challenge that those old assumptions of what training looked like pre-pandemic or even in the early stages of the pandemic. Challenge those assumptions. And then, you know, learners consume their content differently. So I'm learning from YouTube and TikTok. So of all places, I'm learning from TikTok. I'm following teachers all across TikTok and learning about how they're adapting to hybrid approaches in their elementary, middle, and high school classrooms and how they're using Teams and Zoom and other collaboration software. But what I'm really learning from them is how they're teaching me to use those pieces of software in quick 1 minute rough cut video in a way that is right in front of me in that moment of time. So this is a brilliant example of micro learning. They've got 1 minute to teach me something on TikTok, unless if they want to do a part two, and I'm not going to go dig for that part two. So they've got 1 minute to teach me something and they're doing it. And so if we look at the ways that our teachers are adapting to the learning environments, we can learn a lot from that. But also the ways that they're using technology. Teachers are creating engaging content through private TikTok channels. So are there ways that we can engage content that we create from UPerform, maybe even deliver mobily via UPerform in ways that we hadn't thought about before? Does a learning video or a simulation have to be a fully vetted, fully produced piece of production? Or could it be a nice, quick, rough cut of something that lets you learn what you need in a quick 1 minute solution? And lastly, I'd say, believe. This is like a self-fulfilling prophecy. If you don't believe you can develop a great digital learning program, you probably won't. You got to believe it can happen, and it will. And UPerform supports that. It goes a long way in supporting the digital strategy because it lets you create content quickly, and it also lets you distribute it centrally as well as quickly. So if you want to put that link right into somebody's workflow, embed it in a navigator, embed it in a BPA, embed it anywhere that there's a print group, you can absolutely do that so those learners can access it without always having to launch the learning library and search for it. And if you don't believe that it's going to work, your teams aren't going to believe it either.
Yeah, that's brilliant. That is brilliant. So thank you so much, Derek, for taking your time to share your story about how mHealth Fairview's transformed your learning program. Great advice. Just a great story. I hope others embrace this. I know that there are many other organizations across the country that are adapting the same strategies that you've advised people to take here. I think that we're on the cusp of a training revolution where we create content that the end user can use that is timely, relevant, and functional. as you said, forget the perfection, forget the classroom. Let's start putting training in the hands of the user when and where they need it. So that's great. Any other last words for people on the podcast?
I think I've said what I need to say as far as advice that I'd give, but I really have to say that Insilee's support has been phenomenal. If all of my vendors could support me the way that Insilee has supported us, we would go even greater distances. The support that I've received from Insilee around UPerform has been phenomenal. Blown away by the fact that I can send an email to the senior director of healthcare and have a response same day or close to same day. I'm heard, I'm listened to. The one thing that I really love is that even if I'm not specifically asking for something, the folks at Insilee are telling me that they'll pick up on what I'm asking for and say, hey, I think that could be an enhancement. Let me submit an enhancement request for you. So I'm experiencing support unlike I've experienced by previous vendors using Insilee's UPerform solution as well. So I cannot thank you enough, Bobby and Insilee, for the way that you're helping us transform our learning programs with the UPerform product and helping us think outside the box with this program as well.
Thank you so much for those kind words, and the feeling is mutual. You've been a terrific partner for us in this journey, and we look forward to continuing this journey with you. Thank you so much for your time today, Derek.
Absolutely. Thanks for speaking with me today, Bobby.